Chapter 1 The First Mission. Let me briefly summarize everything that's happened so far. After discovering the man-god had been deceiving me this entire time, I hit rock bottom. A series of events followed, culminating in a face-off between me and Orsted, which ultimately resulted in me becoming his subordinate. That's right. I found myself an employer. As if that weren't shocking enough, I also reunited with Eris and married her. Ah, it's like the warm rays of spring sunlight are pouring over me, as if my life has hit its peak. Spring was the season of new beginnings, and with my marriage to Eris, I was bursting with renewed vigor. It might be summer right now, but it was still spring in my heart of hearts. I was floating on cloud 9 as I headed into work, my workplace being where Orsted currently resided. This time I was alone, as a man is supposed to be when he commutes. To be fair, it was pretty normal in our household for the women to work too, so there was nothing wrong with bringing someone along. But Orsted's curse meant they'd just feel hostile toward him, so it was best for me to make the trip by myself. As I arrived at the cottage, I spotted someone collapsed on the ground. Who in the world would keel over here? Zenoba. It's Zenoba. He's dead. He was slumped against a 3-meter-tall hunk of metal, lying on his back. This can't be happening. I raced over to him and clapped my hands over his shoulders, shaking him. Come on, this can't be real. Zenoba! Speak to me! There was a pulse. His pupils were moving. And he was breathing. His body was still warm, too. Okay. Yes. He was definitely still alive. Guess I jumped to the wrong conclusion. He's not dead. He was only sleeping. You had me scared to death. Scared enough, I'd almost shouted Jesus at the top of my lungs. Anyway, what was he doing sleeping here? He was royalty. Shouldn't he be in a nice, soft bed or something? He was too old to be slumming it out here. As I breathed a sigh of relief, the door to the cottage cracked open, and Orsted stepped out.
Rudius, so you've arrived.
Yes, I have.
He stared at us.
Last night, Zenoba Chiron carried that thing here.
What thing?
That armor you used earlier in battle.
He gazed at the lump of metal Zenoba was leaning against. Upon closer inspection, I realized it was indeed my magic armor. I hadn't recognized it because it was in pieces. Come to think of it, I'd mentioned that it was destroyed in battle and that I'd left it behind, as well as needing to go retrieve it soon.
And you two happened to run into each other in the process, and you fought?
I asked.
Indeed.
Zenoba had probably never dreamed Orsted would be here, of all places. I should have told him earlier, but just hadn't had the chance. It didn't look like he had any real injuries, at least. Orsted must have gone easy on him.
At the end of our battle, he swore he wouldn't let me get my hands on this armor. Said he had to make sure to deliver it to you. That's why he crawled the rest of the way to it. He certainly has taken a liking to you.
Oh, Zenoba!
I immediately leaned over him and used my healing magic. Since he had no external injuries, it wasn't much good. But I wanted him to sleep peacefully, at least.
Actually, now that I think about it, Orsted just left him out here in the open after he collapsed. Maybe he's more merciless than I gave him credit for. So he will wake up eventually, right?
I put him to sleep using hypnosis magic passed down through the Nuka tribe. He should awaken in a few hours.
Ah, so that's what he used on Zenoba. I wonder exactly what kind of magic that is. Very intriguing. Could this hypnosis magic also allow the user to manipulate a person's actions?